Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to hand you over to Professor Anton Muscatelli, Principal and Vice-Chancellor of this university, to welcome you.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. Ladies and gentlemen, it's really my very great pleasure to welcome you all to Glasgow and to this seminar, Understanding Literacy in Changing Economic and Social Circumstances. We're delighted to see so many of you here. It's a huge encouragement, I'm sure, to all of those who've been involved in putting this seminar together. And indeed, we all know that such events don't just happen, and this has been a joint affair. And I know I speak for my colleagues in Cradol, and when I say how pleased we've been to work in partnership with Learning and Teaching Scotland, the UK National Commission for UNESCO, Scotland Committee, the University of Stirling and the Scottish Government to bring this event together. And let me acknowledge the various partners and thank you all for putting this event on and this fascinating programme and a great set of distinguished speakers. And you certainly have assembled a very special group of speakers, and I'd like to particularly welcome them. We have Professor Adama Wuane, Director of the UNESCO Institute for Lifelong Learning in Hamburg. We have the former Nigerian Ambassador to UNESCO, Professor Michael Omolewa, a longtime advocate for adult education and literacy. We have Dr. Cesar Guadalupe, Senior Program Specialist at UNESCO in Montreal. And not forgetting, of course, our own emeritus, Professor Balaj Bawn, who's at this time of the year was being quoted by the UN Secretary General on International Literacy Day. Last year, she was being quoted on this particular day. And it's with Lalaji, it's actually been this is the first time we've met for a long time, and it was as we were having coffee. It's great to see her again after so many years. I was a very junior lecturer when she was already a very, very distinguished professor in the Faculty of Social Sciences. So can I thank you all for agreeing to be here and for accepting the invitation to speak? But perhaps most of all, can I welcome you to Glasgow for the very reason that you're here, which is the importance of literacy. I'm aware that you've used the opportunities of several events and initiatives coming together at around this time as a catalyst for today. The International Literacy Day on the 8th of September, the opportunity to present the 2009 Scottish Survey of Adult Literacies funded by the Scottish Government and undertaken by my colleague in Cradol, Dr. Ralph Sinclair, and anticipation of the new adult literacy strategy of the Scottish Government to be launched in 2011. And these are perhaps important points in time that stop our attention, arrest our attention, and they provide valuable focus, but I think they're only points in an ongoing and quite massive challenge of literacy worldwide. We know that UNESCO has done a lot since its foundation in 1946 to bring world attention to the problem, and of course has led to the United Nations Literacy Decade 2003 to 2013, which we're near the end of. You know the scale of the problem better than I do. It's sobering indeed to read that around 1 in 5 adults are still not literate. That's some 796 million adults lacking minimum literacy skills. And that equates to just under 8 million people without access to full social, economic, educational engagement with the world around them. And you know more than I that global figures can mask local issues. It's not a statistics for out there and over there, but one that really hits close to home, because literacy is a problem in our own backyard. And obviously that's something this seminar is not going to ignore, given its title. So you're indeed very welcome, and for the focus and insight that you're going to bring and share on this huge international and local problem, I'd like to commend you for on this day. And I'd like to perhaps remind you of something you know well, which is that Irina Bokova, UNESCO Director General, in her address on the International Literacy Day on Wednesday, and with particular reference to women in literacy, but this is applicable to all, reminded us just what literacy can do. And she said, I quote, "Acquiring literacy skills gives women a sense of self-confidence and control over their lives and future. This is what empowerment is about, gaining the knowledge to make informed decisions, sharing power in the household and in wider political life." And you're all engaged in this agenda and giving people their freedom. I think literacy does equate to freedom in many respects. So I hope that through the keynote speakers and the Knowledge Cafe discussion that you'll find much food for thought, you'll find real stimulation, you'll find real encouragement, and the encouragement that you need to continue to do your work in this, the most vital of areas. And it's now my very great pleasure to welcome and introduce to you another of our distinguished academics, Professor Keir Livingston, who is Director of International Research and Innovation for Learning and Teaching Scotland and a member of the Scotland Committee, UK National Commission for UNESCO. Okay.